Genic is the musical project of Corewood Industries, a record label operating out of Houston, Texas. Since 1978, Genic / Corewood Industries has independently released over 100 albums / DVDs of unusual, often emotionally dissolute folk and blues songs without ever granting more than the occasional interview or providing any biographical information.
I know you know the humility of pain. But I must tell you to understand. Personalities of your fellow as long as you keep your life you got to know where to go. hard. But it's not like I didn't exist. I want you to decide to take the chance. I know you know the humility of pain. But tell you to understand the personalities of your fellow man, and decide who not to be with.
Time for Jan Deck, another hour of the unique musical reflections of suffering and pondering within the vast library of recordings of the artist collective known as Jan Deck. I'm Cecil Doyle. We just heard The Humility of Pain, the second of two albums released in the year 2002 by Corwood, catalog number 0771, the 33rd Jan Deck release. And it's time we hand the program over to our friend Julian Dale, who reviews Jan Deck releases on YouTube. We go now to the 18th Jan Deck release from 1989, Corwood 0756, The Living End, here on Time for Jan Deck.
The year is 1989. As Junior lazes around with his sleek new Game Boy, his parents stare at the TV where Germans can be seen chipping away at a concrete wall. Earlier, his sister may have gone to see The Little Mermaid, although she most likely doesn't know what the film will mean for Disney. Also, a guy in Europe activated some obscure contraption called the World Wide Web, but this family doesn't concern itself with experimental technology. However, they have easy access to popular music, and while many songs will remind them of that year, Jan Deck probably didn't write any of them. It's hard to pinpoint an exact release date for these albums, but at some point in 1989, the outside world got its first taste of The Living End. While the second Jan Deck era would carry on for a few more years, this record was not a bad way to end the 80s, the most important decade of his career. Like its predecessor, On the Way, it is divided into some pretty distinct sections, although I would say it's the first half that steals the show. Maybe 75% of the time, I turn it off after track 6, but I do skip to one of the later tracks when I'm in the right mood. Otherwise, there's just a lot of undeveloped music in terms of lyrics and songwriting. I'm sure many fans do appreciate it, and after the incredible first half, I guess the more modest songs could be thought of as an after-party. They're not supposed to be groundbreaking. They exist to serve the album, and I will try to remember that the next time I turn it on. While the quality of the songs may shift, one important aspect persists. Assuming that's Wesley on lead guitar, his licks and solos are the saving grace for this record. He keeps our attention when there's not much else happening, while his approach is more in-your-face on some of the earlier tracks. Good lead guitar is best understood with the ears, but trust me when I say this is the Jandek album that excels in that department. Surprisingly, the most important feature comes in the second half. You might recall Nancy's sister Pat singing No Break on Chair Beside a Window, and she's back for this album as the alternate vocalist. We have no idea how it got this way. I like to think Nancy left the project because she had to move, but whatever she did, The Living End proves that her sister didn't need to follow suit. Now, Pat may not be as well known, sometimes she's even mistaken for her sister, but I think her slightly higher voice is a welcome addition to The Living End and the next album. It's certainly an improvement on all that mumbling 7 years before this. So let's get down to business. The first two tracks have the same clean rhythm guitar. I think it's A minor and some kind of E chord, but don't quote me on that. Thankfully, the lead guitar and vocal delivery are different enough to keep things interesting. First of all, Niagara Blues was my first taste of the album, so I slightly prefer it over track 2. The title seems to be misspelled, so it could refer to a few different Niagaras. However, there is a clue in the following track, where Jandek mentions Lincoln Street, which is a real place in Niagara, New York, and Niagara, Wisconsin. Since the first two songs are so similar, I'm inclined to believe they are parts of the same story. So I guess one of those Niagaras can be added to the Jandek database. Anyway, Niagara Blues is a tad cryptic with the lyrics. Apparently, Jandek sometimes visits Niagara to check out a grave a la This Is a Death Dream before seeing a movie 3 times. Judging by some of the other lyrics, I think it was a horror movie. Then we have Janitor's Dead, with its slightly more predictable vocal delivery. I have a feeling the lyrics are about a party, since punch and grass could refer to alcohol and marijuana, and he seems to be asking if someone's girlfriend is there. Otherwise, there's not much to say until the end, where the title is sung. Some consider this to be a sequel to the original Janitor song from later on, and this is the only evidence of that. With a window broken overhead, it looks like the janitor jumped off a building and died, so I guess his job was too much for him. It raises more questions than answers, so I guess it's the perfect ending to this bizarre tale. As far as titles go, I think Slinky Parade ranks pretty highly. On this site, there's even another Jandek uploader who borrowed it for his username. In the song, Slinky Parade refers to a group of famous people mentioned in the beginning, and it's a universe where Dusty Springfield is Bob Dylan's mother, because why not? Not much else makes any sense, although the repeated line about the Christian ram might be significant. Slinky Parade has the same style of rhythm guitar as before, except it's more of a bluesy shuffle this time, which makes it a nice laid-back tune. Next, we have the first title track since Telegraph Melts, where they really crank up that rhythm guitar. It's a 12-bar blues in A, but it's a bit messy since it starts in the middle of the chord progression, so the first part might be missing. Not only that, but there are some considerable breaks in the lyrics. These things might bother some fans, but I think the song has character. The lyrics sound like more of that Jandek relationship drama, where the lady takes him for granted while she's off doing as she pleases. All the while, the rhythm guitar is oh so rhythmic. But don't get used to it, because the beginning of License to Kill is all about the lead. It's no eruption, but for a Jandek record, it does a wonderful job playing the same role. After 50 seconds, the song becomes a hard rocker in A, complete with a refrain and bridge, and the rhythm guitar becomes more prominent with all that string muting. When I saw the title, I almost expected a sort of James Bond story, but actually, the License to Kill refers to Jandek's freedom to commit suicide. Pretty dark for such lively music. At the very end, the funny part is how he changes his mind when he realizes someone else wants him to die. Well, for the sake of the fans, I'm glad someone had it out for him. Talk That Talk ends the record's first half with a bang, and there's a lot to unpack. Like the last song, it takes about a minute for the lyrics to show up. It's almost an electric version of Only Lover from Blue Corpse. Hell, Jandek even says Only Lover at one point. He's referring to his temperamental girlfriend, who acts like she wants to leave, but never does. The first minute and 45 seconds has an exciting series of licks based on this one riff, after which the band kind of wanders for a bit. Starting at 2:25, the second section goes on for a minute and has a similar feel to the ambient instrumental from the last album. The third section immediately follows, and it's a little more obnoxious, but starting at 4:11 is this cool accelerando passage between the same two chords over and over. It goes on for 35 seconds before the rhythm guitar settles into a little groove with some more string muting. Then the final section is on the dissonant side, and the guitarist really has a ball in that last 30 seconds. When you talk that talk, I know all I got here. As one of the highlights of the album, it's like Jethro Tull's Thick as a Brick compared to the way Jandek started the 80s. After that track, I often lose interest, but let's keep going anyway. The rhythm guitar goes acoustic on Start the Band, a small instrumental that almost sounds like an outtake from Follow Your Footsteps. Of course, the difference is the lead guitar, which is really the only reason to listen to this. Fittingly, Girl from America is where Pat comes back. This one is a little better with its bouncier rhythm, almost sounding like a faster version of the first two tracks, except it would be nice to know the lyrics. Then it gets better again with Embrace the World Outside, a 12-bar blues in A, with words you can kind of understand. It sounds like the theme is acceptance, with a tree symbolizing that. Also, note that the closing lyric is the title of the next song. In a Hush brings back electric rhythm guitar for the final phase of the album. The tempo and unintelligible lyrics make it similar to Girl from America, although the chord progression is another 12-bar blues. Like with the title track, you'll notice that the song starts in the middle of the progression, so maybe Jandek was clumsy with the recording process, or some stuff was trimmed off for the CD version I own. Anyway, we are finally at the song that makes this second half worthwhile. It's a shame that Take Me Away With You reminds me of being sick, because otherwise it's really quite calming. While this is still blues rock, like many other tracks, the slow tempo and smooth vocals probably give it some stoner appeal, but I'll let you guys verify that. As the longest song on the record, it doesn't evolve the same way as Talk That Talk. Instead, the guitarists just get a bit louder and try some different approaches within the chord progression. Lyrically, it sounds like Pat is sacrificing herself to someone, maybe a person, maybe a god, and circles seem like important symbols to her. Dancing in circles always reminds me of whirling dervishes, while the circles of mystery represent all these strange objects around her that she can touch and see. I know there has to be some kind of spirituality in these lyrics. Now, there may not be many serious contenders, but this is arguably the best Jandek song with Pat. On this site, it even has more views than songs like The Cat That Walked from Shelbyville and Nancy Sings. It would have been a good closing track, but the real one does the job just fine. What's interesting is that Crazy sounds more like the first part of the next album, so it's possible that one of the recording sessions was split up in a weird way. Unfortunately for this track, we don't get much in the way of lyrics compared to what's next, But on the other hand, the end of the record is a good place for a jam session. This one stays in E minor and has a nice beat, but the last minute is in free time while the lead guitarist goes crazy, like in the title. So it's a fitting conclusion to both the song and the album. Also, note that Jandek pulled a European jewel and cut himself off mid-sentence, which is too bad since he had nothing else to say since track 6. Like its predecessor, there is no denying that The Living End is a diverse album. However, there are more songs here that would have fit on You Walk Alone, while On the Way had those mellow acoustic songs. It seems both albums have distinct advantages and disadvantages, so they almost rival each other. Honestly, I go back and forth between them, but at this moment, naturally I'm leaning towards The Living End. I can't get enough of that lead guitar, and as Ron Burgundy would say, Pat is kind of a big deal. To top it all off, I guarantee that iconic album cover was one of the first Jandek pictures you ever saw. Appropriately, it represents an album that is not a bad place for new fans to start.
Selections from The Living End, Corwood number 0756, begin with Niagara Blues.
Touch your system now. Don't want to talk a man now. Just give me a little place here. The night is coming now. I have you forever now.
janitor's dead. Slinky Parade.
Clean night, tired night. her shoes and ran into a forest silver span. A needle dropped into the hay. Free. Punched a finger in the slot. Ah, oh, give me mine. I'll take it now.
License to Kill. Selections from the 18th Jandek release, The Living End, continue with Talk That Talk.
We'll be right back.
'cause you're my only lover, and I'm your only man now, you know. And Alan, I told you 100 ways. I give you what you want.
Embrace the world outside. Take me away with you. selections from The Living End conclude with Crazy here on Time for Jan Deck.